Ding 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 ding.
Ding 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 ding. What are we doing?
What?
Is this delivery? What are you having?
That's a weird way to open
up. Well, let's make it really weird.
That's how Brian opens up every day.
I was just really hoping we could talk about big black dicks.
Big black dicks. Well, first off, we are the multimedia men podcast.
Why would you start out that?
We're the multimedia men podcast.
Doug Johnson's Johnson.
And this is our podcast number 42. 42 weeks.
42 is officially my new favorite number.
It's the answer to everything, right?
Yeah. We're Jackie Robinson.
There we go. It's Jackie Robinson.
It's the answer to everything in life.
It's also what Idris Elba turned the other day.
Speaking of big black,
but he has a terrible movie called Nugget Deeds.
Before we get there, we have to go through our roll call. We have to go through our roll call. Gadi Elkan from C-League Film News.
My name is Gadi.
Hi.
He is handsome. We're with Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
From thischicksflicks.com.
Yes.
Hello.
What's your name?
Welcome.
What a dick.
Gwen Reyes from Fresh Fiction TV.
Yep, that's me.
And Adam Conway with the Angelica Film Center.
Yeah.
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 What's up?
And I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com.
With myself.
With myself. Welcome. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. We were mentioning, somebody mentioned Jackie Robinson, somebody mentioned Idris Elba. We were doing the Deliverance theme, but we have on our table, you might be able to go to our Instagram or Twitter to see what we have on our table. We have a lovely spread here. We have
Gwen
full of mini cinnamon rolls. We have Napoleon Dynamite and Kip action figures or bobbleheads.
Yep.
We have the Vampire Diaries Blu-ray Season 5 for review. Still in the case. Susan, have you seen this?
Never.
Wow.
I thought.
It doesn't appeal to me.
And then
it's way better than TV.
Susan, what is this other thing we have on the table?
Well, it's your big...
I haven't seen either, so... Can you say that one more time, Susan? What was that word?
It's your big black
dildo. It's a dildo, right? Which you
no, it is
it's a... dong.
Dong.
It's a dildo.
Classic.
It's like a vibrating one.
Well, it is.
Like, how big is it?
Seven function vibrator.
How big is it?
One flick.
How much should I know? 10 inches. Okay.
So 10 inches, Gwen. Tell us. It's classic size. It said it's classic size.
It's classic size.
Is that real?
10 inches is classic.
Can we talk
size.
About what it's similarly sized to?
It's
yes.
The same size as our dear sweet Susan's arm. The forearm.
Not the full arm, the forearm.
Yeah. Forearm.
I'd almost argue the bicep is good. Let's be honest.
That's good. Well, it's all here on the table. We have a lot to talk about
today. On the Lord's Day, we're just talking
about our 42nd podcast. It's the answer to everything. Our little on-the-fly segment to catch everybody off guard today. I'll ask a question.
One day we're going to walk in and Brian's not going to be wearing
pants. How is it not always off guard?
We're just going to spin on our feet and walk out.
A great podcast.
A great podcast. And I'll start with Gadi.
Of course.
All right. So, if you had access to a jumbo jet airliner, and you can fill that airliner with any musical artist you want, musicians or musical artists, and then fly it into a mountain.
Oh.
Who would you put on there?
Kill them?
Yes.
Like, you're so angry about this.
No!
You like just their final ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Not you, but
you're just like a band that we hate.
Yeah.
Nickelback and Creed.
I thought you were going to say, like, would you want to fly
that too?
Yeah, if you have a jumbo jet airliner, let him go first.
I don't want to go at all.
Well, three, the entire band, including What's His Face, has got to be on there.
Scott Stamp.
Stink.
Stamp.
Whatever.
Is it
Staff?
Staff.
Whatever.
His solo album's great, guys.
Guys, I'm sorry that you...
What's that band that has that Sex on Fire song? Kings of Leon. Burn them down. Put them into...
Would you put anybody... Would you put anybody...
Drunks, too. Drunks.
Would you put anybody on the nose of the plane to get first impact?
Elton John says F you.
Maybe Miley.
John Elton?
Elton.
Miley gets on the nose of the plane to first blow.
Hey, I like Miley.
I like that other white...
She's helping non-homeless people.
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, she's much better than Miley. Get on...
Or Iggy?
I disagree.
Get on Iggy.
Azalea.
Much hotter, much cooler.
Rita Ora?
She's younger. She's like 16.
She's younger. It doesn't matter.
Nikki's younger?
No, Iggy Azalea. She's like
Iggy Azalea looks like 25 at the MTV.
She's British, so she looks a lot older.
Australian.
There you go.
And I put all the remaining Spice Girls.
She's on the sun all the time.
Yeah.
All the remaining Spice Girls.
Like, I see that one, my girlfriend's addicted to the, what's that stupid
Victoria?
Show with Howard Stern.
Oh, America's Got Talent.
Show because no one talented on the show. And
America's Got Talent.
I would put
but they don't.
The whole Spice Girls element up in there. Even Posh. She's terrible.
Alright, it's a good plane.
Nickel Creek, back, anything with a nickel.
Nickel,
I agree with that.
Nickel Creek. I like it. Alright, good.
And you know what? I put Prince on there,
oh,
but not
shit.
To die. Wait for it. Prince would start playing Purple Rain and just float out of the fucking sky.
Bam!
So I think that's
I like
how
that.
End it.
Like, alright.
He's on the Himalayas somewhere playing.
Alright, I like it. Susan, what's your plane? Who's your plane filled with?
First of all, I don't want to kill anyone, just FYI.
Oh, so sweet.
But I just feel bad today.
I'm just throwing people into
but
a
But if I had to, of artists, I would say, I guess, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe I'm going to put him.
He should be on the front of the
He board. Should be. He's probably the only one I can
he's
say that with.
Piloting it.
He's probably driving it, yeah. He's probably, like, drunk and. He's all like, look at me, I'm Canadian, I got this awesome plane, I'm gonna fly to this mountain.
This is not for our boom!
He does, have, have his pilot's license, guys.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, you don't like Nicki? She's funny.
Okay, maybe she's better now, since when she was on American Idol, I wanted to strangle her, punch her. Like, there was every episode of American Idol, I just didn't want her to open her mouth. Like, she just drove me.
You and Mariah both.
Yeah, I like Mariah, though.
Mariah's crazy.
I would. Right.
Yeah,
what's better than Deadeye Britney Spears? Who'd just be like, I just. Oh, that was X Factor. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to what's
I love Britney Spears, but she would always just be like, that was amazing. I'm trying to think who else I would really. I mean, Justin Bieber is just like, could he just have his own plane? To,
the Bieber plane?
It would be like Groundhog's Day, where he just keeps running into the plane or into the wall all the time. Over
I can't
and over again.
Think of anybody else.
I would like that.
Because you're a pure.
I feel a crash with the soccer team from Alive, and he'll get.
So you can't think of anybody else. It's crazy.
Else I truly.
I can't really think of.
Oh man, I have tons of people.
Can we throw an ICP?
Yes,
if you want to.
Those little bastards get hit.
They're the worst.
I would not. It's in Clown Posse.
It's two guys that were.
You're missing out. It's so good.
That sounds bad.
Haven't cited
Gwen
the giant,
is a secret juggalo now. She actually likes their music.
You're a juggalette? Have you put off the makeup?
When we went to Conan, she was in the car with me. We went to ICP. She's like, that's not bad. We got stuck in the
That was our
garage.
Punishment. We got stuck in the parking garage, and that was our punishment. It was fucking Brian playing ICP in the garage.
And she looked
at
like, this
but
is
I
not
couldn't
bad.
Go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was either give in to the music or kill yourself. And so I wanted to live
so
longer.
All right, Gwen, your plane. Filled with. Food.
Okay. My plane would go. Okay, so I have all the power in the world. So I would take Backstreet Boys out. I would do it.
God, some of the guys are so. Their hearts are breaking.
I would take Backstreet Boys out because NSYNC has always been better.
Oh,
and then we'll no longer
like
have beef. And so I do love the NSYNCs. And then I would take out. Oh, the fucking National. Because the lead singer of the National. Yes. The lead singer of the National. First of all, dad music. Second of all, he kicked a beer in my face.
It's just something that happened to you.
He's a violent man.
He's an angry dude. He's an angry dude. He doesn't need him anymore.
What do you mean dad music?
Dad
I'm
music.
Old.
I like
the old.
So, Backstreet Boys and the National. That's who I
All right. Adam?
We're Backstreet Boys.
Well, kind of on that same theme. I'd rather...
Concert duo.
Backstreet Boys are okay. Aaron Carter has to go.
He's
the worst.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's...
Yeah. And
I'll take up
with that. Ashley Simpson, you know, will be in there.
She just got married to Diana Ross's son. Last weekend. In a bohemian hippie.
And he already said Creed, you know.
Yeah,
Nickelback is.
The
whole
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne deserves to get thrown into a mountain.
She's still trying to be a 16-year-old, but she's like 40.
Does Jesse McCartney count? Because I put him on there too.
Hey, have you heard his new song? It's like Michael Jackson.
What? Whoa,
I'm mad at him because at a concert I waited at the gate, a whole bunch of us did, and he walked by. Didn't even wave or anything, just like, you know, I'm like, everybody at this gate would normally at least wave or say something. It's like he was annoyed with his fans.
And you're like, dude, all you have to do is perform for 3 hours a day. You're fine.
I like how y'all both pick people that have personally fucked.
Yes! Hey, I just thought about that. And Vixie, if you offended me, I won't buy your
take
shit.
It seriously.
I've got to have more, like,
trying to think about other bands. Like, there's
no, the National has to go.
Damn. That, I mean.
Yes.
Like, Gabby Hoffman. I'm going to put her in there, too.
She's playing music somewhere.
Honestly, the only one I can truly confidently say is Justin Bieber.
Oh, I have tons.
Well, who else do you have?
I'm trying to think. It's tough.
You would put Justin Bieber on yours?
He would definitely be on mine. I might throw CeeLo in there because he's
CeeLo.
Isn't he like a rapist?
Yes.
They all are. So.
I talked about that at a wedding last night. Somebody was like, "So what do you feel about what CeeLo Green said?" And I was like, "He's a fucking piece of shit." I was really drunk. So there you go.
Did you catch
it? No, I said aside.
I was like, not my thing.
Not ready yet.
Nope.
What? So anybody else?
I will get married.
There has to be. I'm just trying to. It's hard for me to think.
All right. It's hard for you to think.
It's hard. No, it's hard.
Thinking is hard,
right, Adam?
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna say my list.
All right. Go ahead, and if I have any more pop in my head.
In addition to Bieber and Creed and Nickelback, I'm going to put on. I'm going to put on T-Pain. I'm going to put on The Game. I'm going to put on...
The Game.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just putting T-Pain, The Game. Like, they're, like, in the same category.
Yeah. And who's
what about
who's
DJ Khaled?
Who's the kid? Or
not
the,
Lil Wayne?
The guy who, yeah, Lil Wayne. That's
fuck
what I'm thinking
Lil
about.
Wayne's amazing.
Lil Wayne is
he's
on that
American
plane.
Treasure.
I just listened to Fireman on the way down.
I might need to put Drake on there.
Lil Wayne's Fireman. Definitely on there.
Poor Lil Wayne.
I've got every country music, every country music artist.
Luke Bryan, fuck that kid.
Right? He's
and
so gross.
And Georgia Line? Hell, I want them burning before they hit the
every country music singer born after 1955, minus Garth Brooks. He's
wow.
Pretty talented.
You like him. Why does every guy like Garth
Brooks? I like all the ladies. You don't like
he's a
Miranda
good musician.
Lambert? Anyone seen Miranda?
She's
I'm
talented.
Raised on motherfucking hands.
She's talented.
You don't have fun with that.
Stupid-ass
husband's
talented.
Have fun.
I don't like country music.
I don't like country music.
98 Degrees. 98 Degrees is on the plane.
They're still alive. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They're still alive.
Villa Season
I
show coming
up. I heard that 98 Degrees and NSYNC were going to do like a reunion tour together.
That's what I heard.
Without Justin.
Do y'all remember LFMO?
Yeah, Britney Spears is on the plane too.
You are me.
They broke up because they were fighting over money.
Britney Spears does not deserve to be on that.
What? She's not talented?
She is.
Christina Aguilera
so now
is talented,
the guy,
but it's wasted.
You know, one of them was actually the uncle of the other one, so he was like only 10 years older than them, though. But yeah.
You were getting semantics right now.
Or split hairs, even?
You're getting LFO confused with LFO.
That's it.
Yeah.
That
band is terrible.
Right?
And that one's dead.
Evan and Jared, dead. Is that what you're thinking
of? Really? Yeah.
John
well,
Tesh
I mean,
is online, too.
Doesn't exist anymore, so what's the point of killing them? They're not making music.
John
Kenny G.
To get rid of the other two, it's like a done deal. You already got one in the grave.
Yeah.
So, in light of all of this, we all
so
don't
so
wish
weak.
Your death. We just
so
don't
ridiculous.
Like your death.
Well, I wonder what our question is going to be next week.
It'll be great. But let's move on. We had fun.
You were killed by a bunch of bunnies. How
let's move on.
Killer bunny to the neck.
Like my python.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. We have a new segment that was, I think, came up or Conway's brought up. It's doing something that talk about a movie that came out a long time ago. And it's the anniversary now. We're talking about Ghostbusters.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe it was your brother. You didn't come up with it. But your brother talked about. So it's the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters.
What's the 30th anniversary of a lot of movies this year?
But
Ghostbusters
is a big one.
Anything pretty much made 1984, the 30th anniversary.
But it's a big one. It's the one movie that really all theaters chains are really.
Well, that and Forrest Gump's in the 20th anniversary.
But not as big as Ghostbusters, though.
It's an IMAX.
Let's talk about Ghostbusters.
All right. What do you want to...
Guys, y'all are really splitting hairs. We're talking about Ghostbusters.
Okay, Ghostbusters, what?
Ghostbusters. So, they've been trying to make a third one. Do you think it should?
With ladies.
Well, now it's all ladies.
Yeah.
Is it with everybody?
So we know most of the parts he's in.
Well, not Harold, Harold Ramis. Ramis.
Well, Harold Ramis is gone, and Bill Murray doesn't want to do it. So
well, then, no, then no, they shouldn't do
and
it.
And Dan Aykroyd's gotten pretty crazy religious, so.
Really?
Oh, super.
But the latest.
But guys, what I'm really curious about, what about Rick Moranis?
He's fine.
He's coming back out of retirement.
See, that's awesome.
Him and Eddie Potts.
But he, but the latest news is that Paul Feig, director of Bridesmaids, is thinking about directing it.
Yes.
And with an all-female Ghostbuster cast.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
If,
which is...
If Melissa's in it, I'm in.
It's different enough to actually work, I think.
I'd watch it.
I want it to be. I think it'd be so fun.
I think that'll be good. And so, the first movie, I think I wrote some down, it came out June 8, 1984, mm-hmm. and it had a $30 million budget. It ended up making $295 million.
I liked when it was about the...
That's a big...
Is that over 30 years? Or was that like...
No, that was that, and it's...
Do you guys remember...
That's how much it's opening
run. Do you
remember
the first time you saw Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I fell in love with it. I was so funny, and I wanted to be a Ghostbuster. Who didn't want to be a Ghostbuster? Who didn't want to be a Ghostbuster?
I wanted to be Slime.
I had a joke.
I was just saying,
or,
like,
Pro Compact?
Yeah. I was a big
fan
of the Slime.
I didn't have the brown uni, though.
I think I love the Ecto-1. I always wanted to have an Ecto-1 car.
But the second one more than the first.
I do too.
But each of you, what do you...
The Vigo!
Vigo! That was awesome. I was scared.
But each of you, what do you think?
Who's scared of Gozer?
Why do you think that Ghostbusters has held the test of time and hit so many people?
I think it's a really great example of like classic, timeless comedy. Like it's not reflective of the time. Like it is kind of a time piece of it, but the jokes in that make sense no matter what time period. It's
cats
not,
and dogs are raining down. It's classic.
Cats and dogs living together.
It
is good. I think it had the perfect cast, and supposedly before they actually finished the final draft, it was a much darker script and scarier. But I'm so glad they went comedy with it. Because
I was
really
scared when I watched that. I was scared. Both those ones were scary.
And y'all know who was originally supposed to play Bill Murray?
Okay, who
Bill
got
Murray?
The dog?
It was John Belushi. John Belushi was supposed to play that, but he died. And they went to Bill Murray.
Ghostbusters is scary.
Well, and Eddie Murphy was supposed to play Ernie Hudson's character.
That's
true.
I have such a crush on Bill Murray.
Eddie should have been.
I still think it's really terrible that they leave Ernie Hudson off the poster.
And some posters they do.
Yeah, well, the original poster.
Yeah, it's true. Because I remember when I saw the movie, I was like, who's this guy? Like, he wasn't on the posters. But I like the second one. But I think I liked the second one better than the first one, because I remember seeing the second one in the theater.
Yeah.
Where I would have been a year old when the first one came out, so it wasn't...
So minus Susan, who was born in 93, we all remember, can you believe it? That's been 30 years? Like, how old does that make you feel?
I feel fine. My back hurts this morning. Thanks for asking.
I'm an 80s child.
You were born in 88.
I hold on to it.
But I can't believe it. It's just crazy to me. It's been 30 years. But I remember vividly seeing that.
I think next year is going to blow my mind, because it'll be the 20th anniversary of Empire Records. And then I'm not going to be able to handle life very well.
Yeah, all those guys are 40s.
No. 50s. Anthony LaPaglia is up there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah.
He wasn't really part of the...
Because Liv Tyler, I think, is like... 38?
Yeah,
something
like
that?
Leftovers.
Oh, man. This is the finale.
Funny. I love the
show,
but I hate her.
Yeah.
Shut up!
She's angry. She just cries a lot. It has nothing to do with Ghostbusters. Also, Sigourney Weaver, what a babe.
She's 16, so awesome.
She looks good.
She's
so
good.
Really good.
Her and Angelica Houston, they both look amazing.
I love Angelica Houston.
What's your favorite line from Ghostbusters?
I'm gonna come back to me.
I can't remember the lines. We came their ass.
No job is too big. No fee is too big.
If someone asks if you're a god,
you
say yes.
What about the Twinkie? This man has no dick. I love that evil redhead guy.
That like ruined his life, though.
What?
William Atherton's been in like some shitty ass films since then.
But he's always played bad. So like he's like the nicest dude.
Like that poor, yeah, exactly. Biodome.
I love that movie.
He was a good villain in Real Genius with Val Kilmer.
Exactly.
It's a great movie.
But I would love to have a sequel. I would
a third one.
But is it good? It's no Harold Ramis, obviously. Bill Murray's out. Ben Aykroyd's nuts. Ernie Hudson.
I would
it might not have the same spirit as what I'm, you know. It might be a good thing, but not.
It's Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd that are left, and Rick Moranis is Sigourney Weaver. But
well, I mean, right. But it also like Ninja Turtles.
But there's also the possibility that work like really creative people working within the like parameters of the world, they could come up with something kind of fun. It's always fun to see what creative people can do when they have all.
I do like the all woman cast.
Yeah, and Hoffig is really good. And if he does take it, that would be.
They'll have a much cooler car.
Much cooler car. Maybe it'll be like Josie and the Pussycats, but for ghosts.
I actually enjoy Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah,
right?
The boy band.
Yeah. It was so stupid, but they knew it. Like it was.
That was good. So that's Ghostbusters 30 years. Yeah. Let's move on to some news. Move on.
What sort of Prince news are you going
to
throw?
News. That's,
yeah, let's
see
Michael Jackson Prince news you have.
No,
let's do. There will be more. let's do. Let's talk about Joan Rivers. Rest her soul. She died this week. Yes. It's so sad.
So sad.
In addition to her talk show in the 80s, and her being on Johnny Carson, a great comedian in Fashion Police, she was also the voice of Dot Matrix and Spaceballs, who was iconic. She had a great cameo in Muppets Take Manhattan with Miss Piggy as they were doing makeup for each other. Yep. It was awesome. It sucks she died. She wasn't supposed to go.
She won Celebrity Apprentice.
She's one of those. She did?
Yeah.
She's also just one of those talent, those people that you just don't think is actually going to die. You know, like when you start to realize how.
She's been doing it for
really
50
are,
years.
And, like,
yeah.
And she's been doing stuff since we were alive. You know, like that's, she's just been a part of the canvas for our entire time. So it's weird. It's been a hard year, guys.
Yeah,
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robin Williams, and Joan Rivers. It's hard.
Lauren Bacall?
She wasn't doing much.
She was already 90.
Really,
also.
That was not hard for me.
And yeah. What's his name? James Garner died this year?
That was
but like Joan Rivers, she wasn't supposed to go yet.
Yeah,
she was just having a minor surgery.
She had routine endoscopic throat scraping.
Are they going to sue that doctor?
It's under investigation. But they mess her,
waiver,
it's like,
you know,
seems crazy.
Any surgery is dangerous.
And anesthesia is tricky.
Yeah, and that's what it was probably that her anesthesia.
You know, remember her, so she was on the Johnny Carson show for so long, and then they offered her like 15 years later, her own show. And when Johnny Carson found out about it, or when she told Johnny Carson did not talk to her ever again.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, and that's what I was watching something. I was watching like CBS this morning where they did the interview with Charlie Rose and talked about that she wishes if she could have gone back in time and just asked him, that she would have had that falling out. She didn't realize that
it was that,
it would hurt him so badly.
And her most recent, thing, if you saw, was her little episode on Louis C.K., which was excellent.
So good.
She had, like, the dramatic. She was a really good dramatic actress, and then she turned it around when Louis tried to hook up with her. It was really funny. Rest in peace, Joan Rivers. We love you.
We miss you, Joan.
This weekend, the Toronto International Film Festival came up. And I do...
Right? I felt like it came back so bad.
And I guess Adam Driver won Best Actor.
Already?
Well, for what? Didn't he?
Was it for This Is Where I Leave You, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Like that,
I don't even know they did the awards yet.
I don't think they've done the awards.
Are you sure?
It just started on Thursday. They wouldn't do them just yet.
I'm going to look. I'm going to make sure.
Well, the first big sale was Woman in Black 2.
Yeah.
That sold about 70 for like 7 figures.
So. Are you
Woman
sure?
Woman in Black 2? Like,
Woman in Black, Angel of Death is the subtitle.
She's him kills.
Yeah.
Is Harry Potter in it?
He may have a cameo.
Oh.
Didn't he?
Yeah, that looks like a yes.
Or something that looks like Harry Potter.
What else is going on? What else is... Oh, Tusk screen there.
And Tusk had its world premiere. And
yeah, Tusk crazy.
Jason Reitman's film opened and it supposed it was...
No, it's not
it
Tusk.
So
it's
bad.
Venice. Adam Driver wins Best Actor for Hungry Hearts.
Which I've never heard of.
No.
The Venice Film Festival?
No, Hungry Hearts.
I was like, TIFF just started.
Yeah, sorry,
The Judge was their opening night movie.
That's
Robert
what was
or,
Robert Downey
Jr.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't great.
I heard it was
pretty good. What was it?
The Judge.
I
don't
know.
Yeah,
it was
mixed.
Yeah.
Good reviews.
Are they showing, what's his name, J.K. Simmons and...
Oh, Whiplash.
Yeah, that's one of Whiplash.
Oh,
is that at Toronto?
I cannot wait for Whiplash.
They're showing everything at Toronto. Toronto shows everything.
Yeah. And they showed...
It is the biggest festival,
well, then, movie-wise. Millennium, who is usually, like, you know, for, like, horror and sci-fi stuff, bought Madame Bovary.
Really? And I heard that bombed.
So, but they're changing or broadening their spectrum with that movie.
Do y'all go and watch the online content Tiff puts up?
Like the shorts and stuff?
Yeah, they put up all their shorts, docs, and certain fiction films as well. Them and Tribeca, probably the best
fiction
two.
The fresh fiction films.
Them and Tribeca put on a lot of online content that is first run for that material.
That's good.
It could, like, eventually inspire more, like, Sundance tries it. They have their channel, though, so they kind of fuck with that a little bit, but Tiff is amazing at seeing stuff online.
Is Birdman doing Toronto, or was that the last one?
I thought that was at Birdman, like in Europe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was.
I got excellent reviews, and yeah. It's one of the best
good.
Movies.
Because it played with whatever Foxcatcher played, like, the two of them premiered together at the same festival. Telluride? Maybe it was at Telluride.
Was it
Telluride? Yeah, it could have been.
Because that was a couple weeks ago. Too many festivals, guys. I just can't even.
They're all like back to back.
I'm curious to see if Kevin Smith Tusk wins an audience award. Supposedly it's...
Well, this is the start of his trilogy. I don't know. Maybe they'll get into...
There's also the premiere of Thomas McCarthy's movie with that sounds interesting with Adam Sandler.
Best director right now.
The Cobbler.
Knows about.
Wait, which movie?
It's called The Cobbler. Basically, he walks in people's shoes and like becomes them.
Has anybody been to the Toronto Film Festival?
What was the one that he was? No. What's that one? Not 50-50.
Win-win.
He
came into town. Oh, he's one of my favorite interviews ever.
The last stage.
So
two.
Tom McCarthy. Mm. And we had 15 minutes with him. I was like,
he's a great interview.
That flew. Like that was. I was nervous for 15 minutes. Well, I don't know where Tom was. 15.
I don't know what we're
talking about. Are we going to talk about snacks?
I was hoping for your snacks.
He was just cool. He was just a cool guy. He like talked like you're having a conversation. Like he asked you questions sometimes.
What other good Tiff thing showed?
Well, I guess Paul Dano starring as
Brian Wilson
in Love and Mercy.
Well, that would be awesome.
It is kind of a musical big year for that. I mean, they had that wasn't very good, but the James Brown. Now they're doing Brian Wilson.
Oh, and the... And then the
Whiplash is
not the what is the one that the Christian one that just came out this week? The Identical.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch that?
Nope.
It looks like the movie that I would absolutely love.
Really?
And not tell anybody that I loved it.
I saw the poster when we got the press screening invite. I was like, I don't even have to see the trailer. I'm just gonna delete this email.
I saw it and was like, oh, one of those faith based ones. It's not my thing.
There's another Bobby Fischer movie starring
Bobby Fischer's back.
Wait,
Tobey Maguire called Pawn Stars.
Directed by someone.
Probably
Steve Zillion.
That might be good, Bucker.
Yeah, I want to see Whiplash. I'm all about that.
So Tiff, we can't wait. So I
guess
I want
to see the one where the girl has sex in the butt. What is that one?
Wetlands.
At the Angelica.
Wetlands. Yeah.
And she gets eaten. She does something to her.
She gets.
It's pretty graphic.
Yeah, she gets admitted to the hospital because she doesn't clean herself. And then she falls in love with the orderly.
There's also the.
It's supposed to be super gross.
Eddie Raymond playing Stephen Hawking in Theory of Everything.
That looks so good.
Yeah.
Push me. I want to see that for sure.
You don't think that'll be good?
I think that'll be good.
I like Eddie.
I love Felicity Jones.
She's
gorgeous.
Felicity Jones. She's so beautiful.
All right. Let's move on from Tiff. Let's talk about George R.R. Martin and his announcement.
Who?
He's releasing his book.
He's not releasing the next chapter. He's releasing like a history of Westeros. It's not his next book, unfortunately. But yeah, it's a history of Westeros, and I guess...
I like how you say Westeros.
It's Westeros.
Westeros.
You...
Whoa.
Jews.
I know, don't be a white walker.
But, he announced it, and I guess everybody's super excited.
Don't be
a
jock
for
you.
Oh my god, new book's
coming
out. It was
so funny when they're like, a new book is coming out in October, you kept it secret. It's, Coffee Table Book.
Yep. But I guess he's going to sign several of them for people
to like money.
But yeah, for you George R.R. Martin fans.
George needs to finish writing. Finish the damn book.
Don't die.
If you like suspenders and wearing
captions. You know what?
He announced that a couple of Reddit people have already figured out.
Yeah.
So he's going to change it, he said.
Because he's going to change it, which means it's going to be shitty.
Well, because basically, Jon Snow has both Targaryen and...
well, he's the link.
That's questionable, yeah.
Yeah. He's fire and ice, is what it is.
Yeah.
Any Game of Thrones, any Song of Fire and Ice, we will like. Moving on, rumored news for like the past year, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has...
When you're getting your game news, get cool news.
Has been talking about playing a comic book character in an upcoming DC movie. He finally announced it via Twitter. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be
Black Adam. Versus Batman.
It'll be Black Adam. He's going to be Shazam's arch nemesis.
Black Adam.
So that's cool.
He's playing a villain.
I'm very happy about that. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, what's next?
As soon as they announced that, they put him in Lego Batman number 3. So. For all you guys who still watch
Black Adam, seriously.
I was like, wait, they're doing another Lego movie?
They are.
I would think they would. Three of them. So
with my boyfriend Chris Pratt. So hot.
In other news, Dax Shepard and Michael Peña are going to be remaking Chips, the TV show.
I like both of them.
Directed by Dax Shepard.
You know, his movie, The Kung Fu, where he becomes a Kung Fu guy, My Brother's Keeper or something?
Yeah.
One of the funniest movies that no one...
Well, I liked that.
I love Michael Rosenbaum. I wish he would do
more. But getting Michael Peña, he's like so versatile. I think he'd do really comedy movies. I didn't like that movie.
Can you name other...
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Brian, can you name other Hispanic actors other than Michael Peña?
Other than Michael Peña? Edward James Olmos?
And Michael Peña can be seen this fall on Grace Point, the church remake for Fox.
Which looks awesome.
With Anna.
I cannot wait.
But let's talk about Chips for a second.
With David Tennant in an American accent.
Let's talk about Chips.
What's Chips about?
It's a buddy cop. But how many
what does Chips stand for?
What's
the acronym?
Don't know. What is it? But how many TV shows have done well into film? Not any.
A lot.
What name one?
22 and 23. Yeah.
The genius.
Because that was Christopher Miller and Philip Lord.
But it was still working.
Well, he's doing Chips.
Dax
is funny.
That's like one, but we can think about so many
The Brady Bunch?
I like Dax Shepard. I'm not saying I said I like Dax.
That was the best when he was
The it was the one with Sean William Scott and Will Ferrell and Johnny Knoxville.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was horrible. No,
that's because Broken Lizard.
For the most part, TV shows turning into film does not work.
But do you think this one will?
Yeah. I don't know. It depends. I have to see it. Like, I wouldn't have. If someone had told me about 21 Jump Street before, I would have said it's iffy too.
The Ben Stiller Owen Wilson one.
Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
I love Starsky.
I thought that
and
was
Hutch.
Pretty funny, though.
I love Starsky.
Yeah.
Do it.
I say it's a good one.
Do it.
I say it's a good one.
Do it.
Really,
it was much better than Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Like,
Starsky and Hutch was at least had funny moments. I don't know. I like Michael Peña. I like Dax. So I'm willing to give it a shot.
I'm with Adam. I like the Brady Bunch movie.
Jesus.
Oh my
what about
God.
A very great
sequel?
Sequel.
Brady
Bunch,
the best movie
sequel's
ever.
The sequel's the best. I think they're hilarious because I've always... The idea that they're living in their own 70s world and it's modern. I just think that's fucking hilarious.
Alright. So Chips, we're all excited for it? I'm excited for it.
I'm
dreading it
might
fall into the bad category.
I know what it is. I've never watched it, but I'm sure it'll at least be entertaining if Dax Shepard's it.
In that vein, they're also getting ready to do a Great American Hero movie, which is awesome.
Crazy. Oh, and not to mention the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I'm excited
for
that.
I'm too old.
Dr. Thomas
coming
back,
guys.
He's never going to go away.
The first two Power Rangers movies on VHS still. And, like, big cassette.
Do you have a VCR at your place?
I do, actually.
Jesus.
I have a VCR.
What does VCR stand for?
Do I have a VCR?
You do. You're over 60, right?
Cassette. Recorder?
There's no question mark at the end of VCR.
Are you sure?
I only watch movies on
VHS.
On VHS, and I talk on my rotary phone.
On the plastic couch. Okay. On the plastic covered couch.
It's a hamburger.
Frank was good.
Not the movie.
Hamburger.
Yeah,
Hamburger.
Frank was
good.
Oh,
is Frank good?
I like Frank.
What's the other one?
Did
that
you
came
like
out?
Yeah.
There's a horror. No, not yet. We got. There's one more. There's one more piece of news I want
to
talk about. They're revamping the movie Supergirl, which is pretty sweet.
No. They're making a TV series.
TV series Supergirl.
Supergirl.
It starred Christian Slater's sister, Helen Slater.
Who's starring as Supergirl?
The blonde?
I don't know. I don't know if they've cast yet, but they're redoing it.
Sure.
It's Greg Berlanti who did does all the.
He does
like the Flash. And it's not going to be CW.
He did Flash and he did.
He did Flash and did the Green Lantern.
And he did Everwood.
Yeah.
I liked Everwood.
He also did Eli Stone, which I really love.
We were just talking about how Everwood was one of the best shows ever.
A lot of good snow.
That's had this for all seasons.
Do you think the market is too saturated with superheroes?
Okay, I have to say, I do almost feel like there are too many superhero shows on television.
Too saturated the market.
We'll see.
But if those sell and they do well, then it's all right. But it's like, I look at this fall and we have Flash,
Gotham,
Arrow. Constantine, Arrow, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
iZombie.
What's iZombie on?
It's on CW also.
Is it a superhero movie?
Oh, no, that didn't get renewed.
It got picked up.
Did it get picked up?
Yeah.
Gotham
it's from Josh Schwartz.
I'll tell you right now.
She eats brains.
It does.
Two snaps.
Yeah, the gains are done.
But I don't have
superheroes. There's too many, and like...
Well, then you have all the Marvel Netflix shows.
Oh, what were you saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do it, like, that's why Gotham stands out, because it's a little different than all those other ones. It's not as, like, campy and, like... To me, Flash is very
dark.
Similar to, like, Smallville kind of feel.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Gotham is... That's going to stand out. It's just so different.
Smallville was good for the first few seasons.
I love Smallville.
I think Supergirl could have life. It's
same thing with Flash.
An iconic image character. I mean, it's not...
I like Tom Cavanaugh.
I just think that they realize, you know, Arrow does well, all these shows do well, and they're trying to milk it too much.
Yeah.
Like, also, I'm interested to see Constantine on like Fridays and see what they actually, if they go dark with it.
And Constantine's interesting because they did the pilot. They did the pilot, and I liked it. I thought it wasn't awful. But they recast. They got rid of the girl that's in it. She's only in the pilot, and they're throwing her out.
Yeah,
she wasn't good. She was too reactive. Her eyes were too big, is what essentially it boils down to.
I just got an update news-wise. This is the lowest grossing weekend of 2014 so far as movies. I'm just gonna say we were talking about The Identical earlier. The Identical only made $1.9 million in all theaters.
What's number one this weekend?
Guardians of the Galaxy again.
And Guardians is now the Marvel movie with the most number one.
So
yeah.
Number two.
Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
God. Love is Strange came out this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know why that
didn't do well. But there isn't
anything. Man, I posted that review so long ago.
What
is
it? It's a platform release.
It's like, what's coming out? The only thing I know is coming out next weekend is like Dolphin Tale 2. That might actually do well if that's what.
There's been a
quiet fall.
There's a lot of independent movies.
Yeah.
Wetlands is coming out.
But you know,
all the like small nothing's going to do big.
Kid films will probably do better, so parents will take them.
But there isn't a kid's film, is there?
Dolphin Tale 2.
That's not going to be big.
Dolphin Tale 2.
It won't be huge, but I think it'll be top five, I bet.
Yeah, Turtles is expected to take second with Let's Be Cops, and If I Stay, maybe tie for three.
The next big one's going to be like Maze Runner. That's the
19th. Yeah.
So that's probably the next like box office number one.
I wonder if Maze Runner is actually going to do well. Very interesting.
It's hard. You can never tell if these.
People thought The Giver was going to do really well.
Hell, I just hope.
And then Divergent.
Will gets more love from this.
It's number one
this
first weekend.
But that didn't really make that much
money out. So, for release wise, really nothing came out this weekend. There was a horror movie that I can't remember what was called. There was The Identical. There was.
You know, it's a great horror film, guys. We Are What We Are.
That was.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
That's on our
list. So beautiful.
Cold in July was good.
It was a very slow weekend, because there was only like two screens for us this week. But yeah.
I watched a documentary yesterday about Pamela Smart, which made me want to watch To Die For with
Nicole
Kidman. And like all the screens we have this next week. Oh wait, does the guest come out this Friday?
No, because we're interviewing.
Next Wednesday. next Wednesday. And then the drop, I don't know when that comes out.
The drop, yeah.
I can see the guest.
I think the drop is actually the 12th.
No Good Deed might come out this coming
week. The drop comes out this week.
But the drop is just really low. Like, yeah. I haven't seen any previews or anything.
It's good.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
It's a Dennis Leha movie, if you like him.
I'm excited to see it.
Let's talk about a fun fact type of segment.
I'm still stuck on the fact that I missed the screening for Frank. I'm sad about that.
Yeah, I was out of town.
It happened to
go see it.
You can watch it at the Angelica.
I was applying in theaters.
Yes.
Wow, guys. What is this September? What day is it?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Let's talk about some movies. Let's talk about some directors and movies which Gotti is going to love.
Yeah.
As we know, some of our favorite directors have all made some of our favorite movies.
So we have to say, yeah, what inspired this category?
What inspired this category, I was sitting up waiting for an interview this past Friday, and I was talking with a fellow film critic named Mark Walters from Big Fanboy, and we were just talking, we were just killing time waiting for interviews, and we just started looking on IMDb at directors, and we just like, what? This director made this movie? What? He also did this? He did that too? And I was like, podcast idea. Some of our favorite directors have made really, really shitty movies in the past that you might not know about.
Your places for inspirations for podcast material is really lack.
But I love it because they were talking about what really was it was they were talking about John Hughes and then they realized that like
how much
John
we love John Hughes,
wrote Flubber.
Wrote Flubber.
What was wrong with Flubber?
He wrote Made in Manhattan.
Like the first three.
He wrote Baby Day Out.
And none of those premises are bad. It's just shitty people doing bad movies. It doesn't mean they're right.
Well,
he also wrote the remake for Miracle on 34th.
And if you look at it,
and
he wrote a very different. John Hughes,
writers or directors, because directors have made shitty films like Ridley Scott.
Yeah, I've got written down.
John Hughes writing the material and then getting bashed.
But he wrote it under a different pen name. He wrote it under a different name.
Probably because he didn't want to get known for it. Just make a little cash. I think it's mean to hate on John Hughes.
I'm not hating on him. I'm saying like you don't know that
going into a film and making a shitty film. I think that's much worse if someone makes a shitty film than.
But that's his writer. Writing, right?
But his writing gets changed with it's a director's medium. It's not a writer's medium. Writers are the worst on the scale of it. All this shit's going to get changed. It's like y'all are hating on John Hughes for being one of the great writers of our time. That's kind of stupid.
The Coen brothers had a pretty bad movie. Lady Killers.
Which, premise-wise, is halfway decent.
It does star Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And people will say Terminal's bad for Steven Spielberg. That's a decent film.
I like that. I like that, Terminal.
But that's on everyone's list when you Google shitty films from good directors.
James Cameron started out with Piranha 2. And he also, I think,
for its time,
and he wrote Rambo 2 or something like that.
So it's tough for me to hate on the writing part of it.
Well, see, everyone hates David Fincher's Alien 3, which I thought was actually good.
Yeah, I like that.
But that was his first.
It's like it was his first deal.
Yeah.
And then you talk about Francis Ford Coppola, one of the best directors, but then directed Twix, Tetro, and
he's been out movie in a while. Like seriously.
But that's not one of his first. He started good and went bad. But it seems like when John Hughes, he had so many good things, but then later in his career, he didn't have so many good things. I mean, despite Curly Sue, which was, I guess, his last directorial effort, I like that movie.
I love Curly Sue.
Yeah, that was cute.
But he had to, you know, unfortunately, his time was very limited, and he had to keep making money.
For all that
money.
He got out in
yeah,
that
he had
time,
to keep making money.
He's the most impressive writer-director we've had in 30 years.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Agreed.
It's the reason why he made our list so far.
He leads in the
top two,
right?
So, I mean...
Who beat him?
Spielberg.
Which you could make the argument to Hughes because of his writing alone, whereas Spielberg isn't a writer. So it's a lot, like, I think when Spielberg fucks up, it's much more memorable than when Hughes fucks up. Because I trust Hughes over time. Spielberg, I know it's
constantly
bigger.
Like, good. But the last
1941's not a great movie.
I think that's a great movie. It's very
it's not
different.
A very good movie compared to the rest of his films. It's a good movie on its own.
But see, I would say Spielberg is lacking now with War Horse and Lincoln.
Really? He won every Oscar you can think of.
Which is bullshit, I think.
It wasn't a horrible movie. It was just there were better, more fun films to give Oscars to that year. But you can't sit there and say that wasn't one of the best shot films and one of the best acted films of the year.
I think it looks good.
It's hard for me to look at Spielberg and think anything he does is kind of shitty.
Which is not.
I mean, Ridley's taking some dives. Hell,
What about Cameron Crowe? Has he made something? He usually makes really good movies. The only one I can think
of
is
Elizabeth Town.
Yes.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
This is the most
important
subject than I thought it would.
Yeah. I didn't see We Bought a Zoo either, but yeah.
I liked We Bought a Zoo.
Is that Matt Damon?
That was Matt Damon.
But Cameron Crowe made Almost Famous, so that's all I have to. Yeah.
And Jerry Maguire.
And he's been frozen.
What about Spike Lee? Spike Lee.
Oh, he's made tons of terrible movies.
She Hate Me was the one that came to mind.
So that's what I always think is funny, is like you have those where you're like, that's not even in your aesthetic at all, and you're.
Yeah, but like, why do they make those? Do they think? Or I mean, that's why I'm trying to get at. Like, why did John Hughes write Maybe?
A lot
why
of those artists, I don't think that they're saying they're going to make this movie for the money. Sometimes I think they actually believe in the project, and it just goes out of their, like, if they think they're shooting one thing, and then as it goes through the editing process,
Lady
the
Killers.
Producers.
I guarantee you the Coen brothers didn't go into Lady Killers thinking this is going to be shitty. The Coen brothers are the type, they're going to go into a project that no one else is going to think of and try and make something unique, and they made something kind of boring and weird. So, whereas when they do, What the hell they just did?
David Fincher. It was weird.
What was the great movie they just did with
Inside Llewyn Davis?
Inside Llewyn Davis. It's great. If you look at that premise compared to Lady Killers, it sounds boring and what the fuck? You're talking about Dylan, but you're not making a movie about Bob Dylan? What are you doing? And then it's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah.
Like the Coen brothers, that's hard for me to say Lady Killers. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I think Intolerable Cruelty is worse than Lady Killers, even though they're right at the same level. I say I don't like Intolerable Cruelty.
It's enjoyable to
really
watch.
Well acted. I mean, Clooney in it is great. I just don't like her.
Sean Connery's.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Michael Douglas. I was thinking back to her first film.
She did do it.
Entrapment.
Yeah.
Entrapment. Yeah.
Entrapment. That was the worst movie. Entrapment.
The lasers.
Robert Rodriguez makes awesome genre films, and then all of a sudden
he
makes like Sharkboy, Lava Girl, and all the.
Oh, but see, that makes so much sense to me because of Spy Kids. Like, he loves his kid movies. So, like, when he did Sharkboy and Lava Girl, that made infinite more sense to me than him doing like.
And it made a lot of money, so give him like it's allowed him to make his quirky.
And also, unfortunately, introduced us to Taylor Lautner.
True.
I mean, he's got young kids that age, so he's older with
he
his
always,
kids.
Whenever he does his kid movies, they always made a lot of sense to me. It was when he tried to be like Quentin Tarantino that I was.
He has like seven kids now. Is that?
Yeah, he puts them out.
Yeah.
The other one that like I always thought is I really love David Fincher, but I hated Panic Room.
See, I like Panic Room,
and that always to me was one that stuck out of his whole like. This whole catalog of films.
It's definitely, I think, the least...
Finchery.
Yeah,
it's the most condensed. He can't do much with it. Like, Fincher, you think of coming out of left field with something dark. It's
and
like,
that's Twilight Girls, right?
There's like a lot of directors now that like, basically, like, you know, start out with good movies and now just make them for the money.
Jared Leto's in it.
Yeah. Like, I would say John Carpenter hasn't made a good movie in a while.
Ghost of Mars, is that...
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, John Carpenter, Halloween thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
80s movies and then, you know, vampires.
But it's kind of like Kubrick or like Wes Anderson. They haven't made a bad movie.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson has not. Kubrick didn't. I'm trying to think of another director
well,
now.
I think Ivo Sett's terrible.
I don't think Tom McCarthy's made a bad film.
What about Danny Boyle?
I don't think Danny Boyle's made a bad film.
Sunshine was not good.
Sunshine was awesome. That's a very underrated movie.
It was good until the
whatever.
Twist.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which is almost the same problem I have with, even though I loved it with Trance, I thought the end of Trance was kind of a fuck up too.
It was a cool movie though.
I do love that movie.
A lot of people didn't like it.
I love
you have to watch like three or four
how
times
how
to kind of get like what's going on.
Head,
yeah.
But it was
I like
cool.
the like the twist and stuff.
Well, then you have, like, a director like Woody Allen who makes a good movie, bad movie, like, alternating basically.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Woody's just putting out material. I don't even think he really cares what
I like all of Woody Allen's movies. Some of them are not as good as the other ones, but they're still on the par.
Yeah,
with
don't.
Years,
yeah,
like,
don't.
Well, yeah, you can't really care,
part,
like...
And
no.
usually it's, like, I go in going, I'm instantly going to hate this
yeah.
Woody Allen.
The only
yeah, like, I was surprised by Midnight in Paris.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, Midnight in Paris and...
Awesome.
I like the last Match one.
Point. Yeah. Match Point's like
Match Point is brilliant.
Match Point is the best one. That and I think that's actually brilliant too, because I don't think
that's a good one. But Hugh Jasmine.
Match Point doesn't even feel like a
Woody Allen.
Like,
I think that
doesn't feel like Woody
Allen
to me.
But
that's what's cool about Match Point is that it doesn't feel like it fits into his repertoire.
Yeah.
Well, it's very different.
What about Scoop?
Scoop was great with Hugh Jackson. Have you seen Scoop? It's
yes.
hilarious. So many good lines in that movie.
Do you guys like the Woody? Well, wait, was that him or was that John Turturro? I can't say his name.
Oh, Fade and Gigolo? That was John Turturro.
That was John Turturro.
But I liked him in that. I liked Fade and Gigolo.
He was acting in that.
Yeah. And he was great in it.
I think Woody is good.
So is directing.
So you're telling me you love Ants?
Okay.
Ants is good.
I like Ants.
Ants is good.
I like Ants.
All right. So that's our little that's a segment.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he liked it. He's like, it's all right.
I'm just saying.
Well,
your inspiration is you and Mark sitting around. You need to read.
Like, I wish James.
I thought that was a good idea.
No, I think it's actually really interesting because it's like when you get sucked into IMDb because you saw this movie and you start looking through the things and then you instantly discover like, oh, this movie was directed by this person who then did this. That's like crazy to me.
Yeah.
So
it's fun in our interviews to connect people. Like, how many connections we've had to the same directors and writers that work together
mm-hmm.
in New York or L.A. that do come through Dallas because their films are bought by the same companies and you go through the same type of PR. I understand.
Well, it was like with Maze Runner, the Kaya, she was in, she played older Kathy in the Wuthering Heights remake that came out a few years ago. That is, like, stunning. And
Will, we've known since Son of Ram. I mean, we haven't known him, but we've known him since Son of Ram.
So good.
Which... I mean, he's a kid in that film, so mm-hmm. it's like, wow.
I wish James Cameron would do a movie that's an Avatar.
True Lies 2 is what I'm waiting on.
True Lies 2 would be amazing.
I love
True Lies. Yeah, Schwarzenegger
and is
now.
So
Jamie Lee
so
Curtis
good.
And Tom Arnold would be amazing.
I love that
and Elijah Dushku is his daughter still. All right. Horror movie bracket time.
Yay!
Oh, let's see how badly he fucked it up with
the All right, bracket. So first off, Wade... couldn't do it because he didn't think he was going to be good enough to do it. So I had.
That's the best decision Wade has ever made.
Sorry, Wade.
Not Wade.
So I got a professor from the University of Houston named Paul Nyman.
Wow.
He's
a
professor.
Yeah.
I found a professor
Yes. Who did this?
He's taking an hour out of his busy professoring and life skills.
Yeah, he did it. He's written, I think, 10 reviews for the site, and he really loves it. His name's Paul Nyman. He's really cool. I went over a little bit. I tried not to look too much at it, but I saw a couple of them, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to suck. Especially, and I immediately thought of went on one of them, because it's
okay.
Not going to go her way at all.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about, right? What was the one movie you wanted on the list?
No.
The one movie you wanted on the list. You didn't even remember.
I don't even remember, guys. It's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll remember when it comes back to me.
So, before we start, I'm going to check. So, since Andrew Conway's at a wedding this weekend, he told us yesterday that he would get back to us with his picks, but I'm going to see if he has yet. If not, so sad. We'll miss you. We'll have you next time.
I love cinnamon rolls.
I thought you were going to bring pumpkin donuts.
Okay, here's what happened. I had to go. I was in Garland last night, and there's no Dunkin' Donuts in
G-Town?
This place, so you guys got cinnamon rolls.
Why were you in Garland?
I'm from Cliffwood. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Do y'all want to do comedy or horror first?
Horror. The horror.
Save comedy for last.
All right, comedy for last. All right. The first up is between Psycho and Suspiria.
Out. On this bullshit.
Wow, this guy. This Professor...
Easy.
Nyman.
Easy. Psycho.
Psycho.
Psycho. Psycho. Psycho.
Thanks, Professor.
I don't even have to...
Come on, Ned. You challenge us.
So far, better than Wade.
Misery versus Stephen King's It.
Oh,
that's tough.
That's too...
Put two
Stephen
King's
against each other.
Yep.
That's fucking low, man.
The fighting's gonna start now.
I'm going with it.
Fine job with it.
I'm going with it
also because Pennywise was scary as hell when I was a little kid.
Yeah. I'm going with Misery because
that's
like real. Like,
I'm going with Misery too. I'm definitely going with Misery because that's scary.
Oh,
it's
got
Misery too.
It's
got
it.
Got
it.
No, Anderson did.
He did not.
My dreams.
I know what he's. I don't even say.
No, it wins.
Andrew hasn't watched.
You said it.
It wins.
Andrew hasn't watched the Misery, so that's how I know he's going to vote for it.
So I will say it with a clown is great. What are you doing?
Me?
she's crying because Kathy Bates won.
She's like pulling her eyeball out.
I
lost
your eyes. I forgot I was around people for a second.
I'm watching you.
So I'm going to... So Stephen King's a clown, Tim Curry, Pennywise, yes, it is... uber scary, but the rest of the movie is
tastes
not
better,
up.
Yes.
It's not good. Misery is all the way scary.
Yeah, I agree. And
you
Misery
got
is
voted
real.
Out.
Well, we just said it.
But I'm trying to change your mind.
You're not going to change my mind. It is one
it's
of my
two life. Letters, and you put them down because it won.
You can't.
It won?
It won.
It's a pronoun.
It's a pronoun.
It is it.
It is?
Yeah.
It's it.
All right, it won. You fuckers. All right. Rosemary's Baby versus Paranormal Activity.
No!
Wow!
Thanks, Professor. Fucking A.
I'm going with Paranormal. Scared me more.
Paranormal.
It's Polanski, though. Y'all are high. It's fucking
I've never
Rosemary's
seen Rosemary's Baby.
I'm doing Paranormal, man.
I like Rosemary's Baby a lot, but
Paranormal
scares
the
crap out of me.
I couldn't see Polanski. And I was in great
people.
And we're a rape. We're rape. We're pro rape here, right?
Brian is really pro rape.
Pro rape.
So take it out of the box first.
Guys, this is
hard. That's what she said.
It doesn't really matter though, Gotti. Because
I already lost.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You wouldn't pick Paranormal?
Paranormal? You could try to change your mind by just
I
not.
Just did.
You were just saying Polanski.
Okay, so here's why.
That should change your mind.
Okay, while well, yeah, I do agree, here. I do agree that. Paranormal Activity scares me more than Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby is just such a beautiful, well-constructed, well-executed film that you see the
it
you
is.
See the inspiration of from like in all of these movies after that. So there's like all these movies that we wouldn't have if Rosemary's Baby didn't exist.
If there wasn't Rosemary's Baby, you wouldn't have Paranormal Activity for one shot alone. There's a shot when the phone is ringing, she's in her bed. And she leans over, and the camera only shows half of her, and then she has to hang up the phone. And that's when she finds out her child's all blah, 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 fucked up, crazy. That shot is replicated in every one of these fucking remake and movies.
But let me tell
you. It's been done ever since.
I'll have a counter argument to that.
The guy created the shot. That's like saying Halloween isn't great because fucking Scream is there. Halloween invented it, not fucking Scream. Paranormal Activity did not invent the quick little turn around the corner shot or the. Fucking changing of the point of view from up to down. I mean,
but let me tell you about Paranormal Activity by just literally showing a house light going on and off. That was like one of the scariest. It's so scary.
How is it scary
like
when
that.
You saw it in Exorcist?
And that's so effective.
A guy up in a room turns the light off.
And it was so effective in Paranormal. I thought that's why I think.
Well, what Paranormal Activity does really well, and I think Rosemary Baby does it also, is that a lot of the scary stuff either happens off screen, so you have to really fill the stuff in with your own head, and then when you actually see it. It's 100 times scarier than you thought. Like, that's like interesting in both of those films, that when we finally see the devils coming out and everything, it is fucking terrifying.
Well,
but then in Paranormal Activity, when you finally see what she looks like after she's been taken over by the demon, like, that gives me chills. And when she's going down into the basement and you just hear the noise. But,
so now, I mean, I'm
but it's hard. It's I mean, they're both so good.
Yeah.
But...
Now I'm on the fence.
And
it
sounds like I'm having this issue of what is good versus what is scary.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
That,
now, just
that
because
is
the
question.
It's the fact that how high up do in Rosemary's Baby does this go? Because it's pretty much everybody in the building, and she can't go anywhere. She tries to get help, but the people she talks to are against her, but she doesn't know it until the end.
Yeah, I mean, she's trusting
and that's
the wrong
really terrifying
people.
Too.
Because you think you can, you know, you're supposed to trust these people, and then there's.
Then y'all get convinced.
I'm going Rosemary's Baby now.
What? Yes. We won.
I'm going Rosemary's Baby. I'm going Rosemary's Baby.
What the hell? That was
hey.
Fun. Sorry, guys.
I never saw Rosemary's Baby.
Like
so.
All right, moving on. Y'all are gonna hate this. Jaws versus Salem's Lot.
Well, Jaws.
Why?
Jaws.
Jaws.
Jaws reinvented so many.
I think Jaws needs to get on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with Jaws.
But Salem's Lot is so good.
Alone is so
yeah, Jaws.
I've never seen Salem's Lot.
Me neither, yeah.
We need to watch it, then.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. All right.
And Doppelganger.
Yeah, Doppelganger.
All right, next one is... The next one is Alien versus The Gate.
Oh, Alien.
Alien.
Well, Alien, but The Gate is so...
Good.
Can't be awesome.
Than Alien.
Steven Dorff's first Alien. Movie, guys.
Y'all say Alien?
Alien.
Yeah, sure.
Alien.
Never seen
The
Gate.
What
was
The Gate?
I was like,
it's a great movie. With a 10-year-old Stephen Dorff.
Yeah.
Nope.
A hole in his backyard goes to hell, you know?
Just like it does. Just like the hole
all
in
right.
the back of your house.
Welcome to Garland.
Our next one is...
I get out there as soon as I can, guys. Go back to Orson Point now.
Our next one, Nosferatu versus Poltergeist.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Professor Nyman, you're creating.
I have to go with Poltergeist.
I don't
know.
Poltergeist is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Like
so,
like one of the first.
But Nosferatu is such a good movie, though.
I've made the whole argument for Polanski, and I'm going to go against making that argument for wanting to pick Poltergeist.
So you want Poltergeist?
Yeah.
You want Poltergeist?
Poltergeist?
I want Poltergeist too.
I just
Glenn?
You were impacted.
Yes, that's great.
Participate.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just had a work emergency.
NFL update.
Poltergeist?
Poltergeist or what?
You were sitting in the books getting
Nosferatu.
Chose the one.
I mean, we all said Poltergeist.
I'm going for Nosferatu.
Why?
Because that, like, the image of him just against the wall with his fingers, look. That is. Both of those films have iconic, terrifying images, because the other one's the little girl sitting in front of the TV, which is, like, invading my own personal space in a way, because that's one of my favorite things.
They're here.
But I'm going to go with Nosferatu.
All right. Did anybody change their mind?
No.
All right. The next one is up is going to really piss Gwen off.
Oh, God.
Freaks?
No, I usually say it's Freaks, isn't it?
Versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm sorry you lost.
No, I'm
sorry you lost.
So good.
Not better than Texas
Chainsaw Massacre.
Freaks is horrifying.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Freaks is just the most.
I'm going for Freaks.
Freaks, man.
Y'all are nuts.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre right here.
When all the carnies have gone crazy, shit freaks out, and they're crawling.
One of us. One of us.
They were real.
Those are
real people.
They were real people.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Oh, my God. When the oblong. When he has no legs and no arms, and he's crawling underneath the carriage with a knife
what?
In his mouth,
one dude
and he's
with
gonna
a leather
fucking
mask,
murder some people.
Would they turn the guy into a freak at the end? Come on.
Wait a second. Hold on. One at a time. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is scarier than Freaks, even though Freaks is awesome. Texas Chainsaw Massacre defined.
See, this is tough debate that's gonna be going through this like whole thing, good versus scary. So,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is
good.
Good
and
oh,
scary.
It's good.
Like after watching that,
we're talking the original. We're not talking
right.
fucking
so
talking.
Duh.
I mean,
of course,
that is. It's top
so sad.
2, 3.
I saw, that was the one I saw. I was like, oh, she's gonna. I remember you saying that. It's the only one you
want. It was funny because after I was like, I wonder where Freaks is gonna be here. No.
Yeah,
it's
Texas. Sales
Texas.
I'll show Freaks crap now.
Loses the first round. It's TCM, right?
I'd love to see
TCM?
That on the screen.
Yeah, y'all
convince
us.
For sure.
We are.
That's like one of my favorite scary movies. Have you guys just never seen
it? You've never seen Freaks, I'm guessing.
I own Freaks. I've definitely seen it. It is definitely not as scary as Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's really good.
Have you seen Freaked, the Alex Winters?
That's
hilarious.
I always say there's three movies that kept me up for like 3 weeks not sleeping, and it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ring, and Exorcist.
Both are all on our list.
I know.
All right, let's move on. Texas Chainsaw Massacre wins.
Both are all on the list.
All right. The next one on the list is The Thing versus Candyman.
Thing.
Candyman.
Thing.
Thing, Candyman.
I never saw Candyman, so I guess The Thing. But I don't really care.
It's a
good
versus scary. So.
Candyman's fine, too.
You gotta come up with your own thing.
She's trying to change your mind. Yeah.
I'll stick with Thing right
okay.
now.
All right, Gotti.
Yeah. I'm going Candyman. There's bees. And he's fucking.
I could not look at a mirror for months after I saw that.
I did the whole Candyman, and no way will I do that again.
No, I won't say it three times. Oh my God, I can't. Anytime I see
mirrors. That's the only movie I can think of where I went and did the thing in the movie. Yeah. Candyman.
Really?
Would you like or turn out the lights and scared for fucking days?
Still,
like I still cannot sleep with like a mirror across the bedroom for me. Like if it's, I have to have my mirror in my bedroom on an opposite side of my bed because I am convinced that the Candyman is going to come out and get me.
What do you think, Nancy?
But wait, gotta look the scene and thing.
Candyman. I feel like I would like Candyman more, but.
I'm gonna say the thing. I'm gonna go with the thing because it is scary enough to be isolated in Antarctica.
Right.
Yeah.
Isolation. You know.
And
you don't
have to
trust.
Yeah. Who to trust?
Wait, let me ask you a question.
I'll say the scene.
Simple question.
Okay.
Simple question. Are the odds better that you'll own a mirror or be in Antarctica?
Antarctica.
So you two fuckers,
I was gonna say,
in your house right now.
The scene when they're trying to
really
bring them.
Chanting it, you're fucking with the Candyman. He's gonna come get you in the middle of the night.
I hope
he kills you. Bang! They're gonna come together.
We'll call Tony Todd.
Yeah. When's the thing gonna come down here? Not anytime soon.
It's probably already here.
God, when they shock him with the paddles and it opens up and it eats the guy's arms. That's like the.
I'm gonna say the thing. The spider head.
The thing.
Sorry, guys.
Good luck with y'all at night.
All right. Speaking
of Bob, don't say it.
I can't fairly say that movie.
Bloody Mary. Crap.
Beetlejuice. Oh shit. Is that on there?
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
The next matchup is what Susan just talked about. The Exorcist versus The Ring.
No.
Wow.
How did he rank this?
This is scary versus good. Scary versus good.
Professor Nyman, you have angered this table.
Why did you put those two together?
All right. The Exorcist versus The Ring.
We're going to start with two little girls.
We're going to start with Gwen this time.
The Ring.
No way. The Exorcist.
Exorcist. Done.
I knew it would win,
but I had to vote. I had to vote where my heart was.
If I could watch The Ring again, I would not watch Exorcist again.
Because it's too scary, right?
Ring is in here right now.
But I like The Ring more.
All right,
The Ring still scares me. Like when she comes out of the TV, it's she's coming out of my TV.
When they find
she stabbed a crucifix into her vagina.
When we got to see when
the crab walk and the head spinning,
was scary. Because actually getting to see it the way
she's
wanted us to see it is.
I'll never forget that.
When we got to see it when they did it at the Angelica for Diff, that was life changing. Because I've never to see it the way that Freakin wanted you to see it made it even more.
Yeah, he's been one of the great.
He was super happy with his presentation.
It was so good. Like the sound was.
It was perfect.
When you see the Help Me appear on her chest.
All right, Exorcist one.
All
right,
that's me.
Yeah. Moving on to another difficult one. Another difficult matchup, A Nightmare on Elm Street versus Friday the 13th.
Why would he do that? He's doing it on purpose now.
It does make sense. That one makes more sense than The Ring and Exorcist. That's just horrible.
I'm going Nightmare. Freddy always wins.
Freddy's awesome amazing. One-liners, yeah.
But he's so much scarier than Jason.
Is he more scary?
Yeah,
he's
way scarier.
Way scarier.
He can invade your dreams.
Guys, if I still see anybody, if I go to like any comic thing and there's a person dressed up like Freddy Krueger, that is the one that I will spin around and walk in a different direction.
See, I always thought he was too funny.
When he turns the girl into a cockroach.
Scary.
See, okay. Like Jason was, I was fearful anytime I was in the woods that son of a bitch would be walking.
Well, I can avoid the woods, camp, and all that.
Well, the thing is, he continues to walk, and he could be running full force, and he still somehow catch up to you.
The fourth one where the kid became the dream keeper. Once I saw that, Freddy became stupid.
It was number two.
I liked the remake with.
That was kind of a.
Yeah, with
what's his face in it?
Yeah, Jackie O'Hare.
That was
dark.
Okay.
No, Jackie Earl.
Hayes.
Yeah,
Nightmare. Sweet.
I like that. I like that it got real racist.
I'm not hating on Freddy.
Yeah, I'm going.
They made him a more sympathetic character, but then you find out.
He's
still terrible.
Still awful.
And you can't kill him.
Which I liked. He's like, we're going to rape these kids.
Whoa. I liked the remake too. I was okay.
He brought back Striped Sweaters.
I mean, he was at least a good, like,
He was a believable Freddy Krueger.
For sure.
All right. Next one. Night of the Living Dead versus Child's Play.
Oh my god, Child's Play. I have to go to the bathroom.
She's so scared.
She has no bathroom.
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't actually. I've never used it.
Pick a door. Pick a door.
That go this way.
Pick a door.
Go through the hall to the
right. Don't let him into your dreams.
Yeah, go to the right and then immediate left.
This is tough because both don't really hold up.
Yeah, both are terrible movies.
So she says,
she said
Child's Play. I'm going to say Night of the Living Dead.
Can I vote the ring?
Fuck you. Where were you?
No, I meant to replace either one of these.
No, Night of the Living Dead.
I'm going to go with Child's Play. I'm going with Child's Play.
Two Child's Plays and one Night of the Living Dead.
Is it me?
Is it me? I don't know.
It's you too.
You can go first. Go on. I'll go last.
You should pick Child's Play.
Since you always seem to be last.
I don't know. That is so much scarier. Because that's the start of a zombie apocalypse. That is somebody's kid turning. That is not knowing what's
Child's
out there.
Child's Play wasn't scary to me. I gotta go Night of the Living Dead.
All right. Adam.
Toys don't scare me, bitches.
Put it on a shirt.
But Brad Dorff's voice is Chucky, so.
So scary.
So what do you think?
I'll go with Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead it is. Night of the Living Dead is a good choice. All right.
So he's a doll. You can just kick him away.
That was my argument.
All right, the next matchup on the list is Silence of the Lambs versus the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, wow. Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs versus
who won that last one?
Night of the Living Dead.
What?
Yep.
What? You're joking.
I'm not joking. It's scarier than Child's Play.
I voted with you.
At least for one.
Gotti's one-liner of the podcast.
Good versus
was
scary
like,
is like having
like,
every single thing.
Toys don't scare me, bitches. Does this toy scare you?
That's a scary toy.
All right, so the next one is Silence of the Lambs versus Blair Witch Project.
Silence. Blair Witch.
You can say Blair if you want, but it doesn't really matter.
I know, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But if you say Blair Witch, I want to know why. Are you saying Blair Witch?
I am saying Blair Witch, because...
Oh, it's scary.
Blair Witch was really scary. And I still think about when I went and waited in line to see it at Inwood Theater.
Like, I did too.
The
at
day
midnight.
It was like... It was the day or so after they finally came out and said that it was all a hoax, that it wasn't real. But I went into this movie thinking these were real people and that we were going to be seeing their real life and that we're going to watch people die. And I had a moral dilemma of going in and being like, I'm going to watch this movie and these people are really dead. And it was like one of the first times that I remember just being so engaged in a film. And then that last scene where he's standing in the corner, that's like horrifying. And there's nothing you can do. And then it's just fades to black and everyone's dead. It's awful.
It is. It scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah. But, you know.
But Silence of the Lambs is
scary. Silence of the Lambs is really terrifying, too.
All right. Moving on. This is a difficult one. The Shining versus Event Horizon.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Serious?
Well, it's easy for me.
So. I'm going to say The Shining. I'm going to say
Shining.
Scary,
though.
The Shining.
It's good.
Event Horizon is an evil fucking movie.
Event Horizon is like, I want to rewatch the movie all the time, and I still can't make myself.
It's scary.
So
yes,
scary.
It's an evil fucking
I'm going with Event Horizon.
I'm doing Shining.
I'm doing it.
Shining.
What do you think?
Shining is way
fucking
so
hard. This is one of the hardest choices.
Yeah. I'm saying Shining because to show Jack Nicholson the family, they're like a good family, nice, and just his slow turn into. That
I mean,
shit
when you
nuts
get all the shit that happens when he's walking through the hotel, like near the climax, when it's just like every door.
Like
the twins.
The lady,
yeah,
the lady in the bathtub is scary as shit.
That movie.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna go
to like it's like. Very realistic to have
that lady scared the crap
go crazy and kill you. It's like,
but all of Event Horizon.
Yeah,
scary,
you
know,
if your dad's gonna go crazy.
Brushing your hair and the hair.
But Event Horizon.
Event Horizon is scary as shit.
No, guys, we gotta vote for Event Event Horizon. We got The Shining. Gotta rally. Oh,
The Shining really will not lose first round.
Come on. The Shining is also...
Have you guys seen... I mean...
I own Event Horizon. It's very scary.
I choose The Shining.
I still think The Shining.
But Event Horizon... Yeah.
God, I'm so sad that Event Horizon's not on Netflix anymore, but I still won't watch it. Like, it's so scary to me.
All right.
Even on regular cable, it's scary.
We have three more matchups. Three more matchups for the horror genre.
I won't watch it again.
Three more matchups. The first of the three.
Someone was telling me about it and I started crying.
What was that?
28 Days Later versus Saw.
Ooh.
I'm doing 28 Days Later.
Saw. I could barely get through the first one. I was so scared.
I love 20 Days Later, but Saw is way scarier.
Is it?
20 Days Later.
The dude wakes up and the fucking world is gone. That was creepy.
These guys wake up and their fucking world is gone,
too. That dude escapes at the end.
Yeah.
Well, someone doesn't. Someone gets stuck.
Now that I'm thinking about it, he saw it off his foot.
Okay, there's sawing for it, yeah.
But then how... Do you remember how you felt when you watched this movie and then at the last minute, the guy just stands up who you thought was dead the whole time?
Pretty
that
awesome.
Is fucked up.
I forgot about it.
I'm still 28 days later.
Also, when on his side, when Brendan Gleeson gets the drop in his eye,
blood.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Saw.
20 days later, so
come on, gang.
20 days later.
Yeah.
So Saw wins.
Seriously?
Yep.
20 days later.
Write it fucking down. Do it. If I can't have Event Horizon or Freaks, you write down your fucking Saw and you move on with your life.
Bunch of Charles.
Or the Ring.
All right. I think this one will anger Gotti.
Why?
Let the Right One In versus The Devil's Backbone.
Both foreign films again? What the fuck?
I haven't seen either, so...
I'm going with Let the Right,
Let the Right One In.
I've not seen Devil's Backbone.
I love Devil's Backbone.
That is creepy shit.
It is.
I like as creepy as Let the
Right
One In.
I've never seen Devil's Backbone.
It's really good. It's Guillermo del Toro.
And it was based on his real life experience.
Oh, wait. Swedish Let the Right One In?
Yeah, the Swedish one.
And Not Let Me In.
I love both of them.
I like both of those.
I think they both do amazing jobs.
Like, the way that his interpretation of Richard Jenkins was awesome,
too.
Matt Reeves' interpretation of that guy was way better.
So good. Well, it's so much fleshed out. It's so much more fleshed out, too. Like, it's creepier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not so creepy in Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
And that one's like, you were a kid who was then taken
in.
I'm
still
in
picking
and
Devil's Backbone.
I'm letting the Right One In, Let Me In.
I'm letting it into me.
I'm just submitting to it.
I know, got it. I'm sorry.
Sure.
So it's Let the Right One In?
Susan didn't see either, so.
What is it? Let the Right One In?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, Gotti.
So do you have a list of like 20 pages long of movies you need to watch?
All right.
Devil's Backbone is small enough.
That is not, those two doesn't sound, you said foreign?
All right.
But they're good.
You said
amazing.
Foreign. I don't want to read those subtitles.
They're all in English. Oh, no.
Mine's not that bad. This is the list of my must-sees. Not too bad.
All right. The last one of the horror one.
Clifford.
Halloween versus Fright Night.
Oh, Halloween.
Motherfucker.
Come on.
I'm Halloween.
No.
I'm Fright
Come
Night.
On.
Halloween versus Fright Night.
Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Halloween.
Stop
yeah.
it. Think about it.
For sure.
Think about it.
What does it really matter? But, yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween.
I told this to Brian. I haven't seen all of Halloween. I've only seen like parts.
We'll watch Myers, it. Right?
The opening sequence.
Yeah.
Is
well, the opening scene is amazing.
I have to like take a second with the three, like Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and Jason.
Halloween. So you choose Fright Night for now.
Yeah.
Okay. For Halloween.
For sure.
You know what? I'm going to remember this.
I
shit.
Love Fright
it's fine.
Though.
It's coming back.
Awesome. Fright Night is so good though. Chris Sarandon.
Right. That is the horror. Are y'all ready for comedy?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to...
All right.
When his best friend turns into the vampire
dog. If y'all
don't
know Idle Hands, I would stab one of you motherfuckers.
Let's see what Scream is up against, because Scream better...
Idle Hands versus Scream.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The first one actually is Scream. Scream versus Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Scream.
Killer Clowns.
Scream.
You... And it wouldn't matter, Brian.
Of course, Scream.
Killer Clowns is hilarious.
For not
it is pretty scary when he has a Santa puppet eat them.
It's so good. All right, so Scream wins.
Yes.
The Frighteners versus Sleepaway Camp.
Frighteners.
Sleepaway Camp.
Frighteners.
Sleepaway Camp.
Frighteners is so
good.
Oh my
good. God, guys.
Frighteners. It's you.
This is to me.
Gwen?
Okay, so give me your arguments. Why should I vote?
Michael J. Fox.
Frighteners, the effects were awesome. Gary Busey's son, Jake Busey, was pretty scary as hell.
Yep, yep.
As
the things.
And also his girlfriend was, I can't remember what her name is, but she was crazy.
She was,
crazy as a bitch.
She was Elizabeth Bennet in
And then also...
No, she was Mary.
The demonologist creepy cop who's like just there to...
Okay, so I got my argument for Frighteners. What about Sleepaway Camp?
Okay, Sleepaway Camp. 80s film going to summer camp where a boy and a young girl who was transformed by her crazy aunt into a girl, who's really a boy still, goes to summer camp to have fun with kids. Not to mention the blatant homosexuality throughout the movie, and the old black cook played by James Earl Jones' dad, who's very, it's very, like, hilarious in the way that he talks, almost like he's a slave. And not to mention the cop's mustache through the first part of the film is a real mustache, but later on in the film, he cut it and he used electrical tape for the mustache. Is amazing.
How's that? Yeah.
How's that even fun?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Right.
What's that number on your head?
All right, guys. I've deliberated. I think I know.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Frighteners.
Bam! Bullshit!
It's good to be a winner.
I kind of knew going in that it was going to be Frighteners. Yeah. It
is Peter Jackson. It is Michael J. Fox.
It is scary and funny.
It is. It takes a weird turn. Did you know, if you go back, you can search this on YouTube, search outtakes the Frighteners. Because in the outtakes, three times, I think, during the making of the movie, when Michael J. Fox was delivering his lines, for some reason, he just yelled out, "Doc." Then he realized it. He's like, "Oh, it's an outer body experience."
Yeah, because he was having his Parkinson's.
It was like right on, like right beforehand.
Yeah.
So interesting.
All right. Was right before he announced.
Yeah. Next one: Dead Alive versus an American Werewolf in London. I'm doing Dead Alive. Dead Alive is so amazing. Dead Alive is the goriest movie ever made, and it's hilarious. It is Peter Jackson. What's so funny? What happened?
You guys were like, "Oh, oh," and we're
like, "Is there a dude?"
I'm sorry, it's not
like
a Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl.
We like scream.
The transformation in the
Werewolf.
No, we
were fine.
Is
it funny?
We're taking Scream
all the way.
I'm taking Scream off.
It's supposed to be funny.
With killer clowns. I am definitely.
We're going comedy, horror, Dead Alive, all those
four. Dead or Alive, Peter Jackson.
Dead Alive?
Dead Alive.
Dead Alive?
Double.
And you also see
Jackson.
Yeah, sure, okay, whatever.
Peter Jackson.
There's a zombie rat.
Well, I do like zombies and I do like rats.
You like this?
You know what's the thing? We didn't put Willard on the Willard. That should have been on the funny list. That was awesome.
We did. It's on our other list. It didn't make it.
All right. Just on the Crispin Glover list.
Yes. All right. Evil Dead 2 versus Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
We know what Brian's voting for.
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2.
Sure. Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Tomatoes?
I have.
Tomatoes.
George Clooney.
Did you see Return of the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes with George Clooney?
No.
All right. Here's one that's going to piss you off.
Well.
Tremors versus Idle Hands.
Fuck you!
Screw you! Tremors! Fuck
no,
you!
Tremors!
No.
Tremors definitely.
No. Tremors is so hilarious.
Yes, Kevin Bacon.
Gotta get them near Graboid!
That is tough.
I have two mother humpers. Repeat, two mother humpers.
Idle Hands is getting high.
I don't see anything.
It went underground! And when Kevin Bacon destroys the first tremor, he just looks at it and goes, "Fuck you!" So good. Tremors, definitely.
I don't like this game.
Seth Green headless?
I like...
Devin
I like,
Sauer? Personally, for me, I would pick Idle Hands.
Oh, okay, we might have a winner. Idle Hands. Oh,
Tremors. Are you serious?
Grant's on you again.
No!
Was that Jessica Alba in Idle Hands? Was it Jessica Alba?
Is like, I would watch that now.
Is it Jessica Alba?
Tremors now.
Hey, isn't it? Is Jessica Alba the girl?
Yes.
Is in Idle Hands?
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Guys, I
don't like this game. I thought to
you,
Gwen. Tremors or Idle Hands?
It's a hand. I mean, it's
Tremors.
Yeah, how is that scary? It's a hand.
Kevin Bacon, Reba McEntire, and the dad from Family Ties.
But it's his own fucking hand!
Yeah, he can't control it. Chocolate.
It's Casper. Come on.
No, it's not.
It's
I don't answer stoner comedy with
Devin Sawa's
horror
Casper.
And if you want like a perfect.
Do you remember the cat? Do you remember the cat running upstairs and licking everything, all the blood, and then fucking blood everywhere.
Tremors.
Come on.
Grab boy.
Idle hands.
Reba McEntire.
I mean, that's like the definition of a comedy scary movie, too.
So is Tremors.
All right.
It has three giant penises coming out of
Tremors.
I've made a decision.
It has three giant penises coming out to grab people. Come on. How is that not funny?
But all you gotta do is pole vault over them. So
yeah, they pole vaulted them. It
There's so much sexual innuendo.
Idle Hands is Jessica Alba for all the sexual innuendo.
There's so much sexual innuendo in Idle.
There was pole vaulting in Tremors.
Fairy costume.
Right? Tremors.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Come on, Gwen. Waiting on you.
She says she's not cosplaying with Idle Hands.
Fucked
up. It's gonna lose next round. But, so you know.
I don't
Whatever.
Care.
At least I made it to this round. I mean, I just love Tremors, though. It's so funny.
Yeah,
I
so
honestly,
sad.
I really love,
I love Tremors
too. I would have picked it maybe against another movie.
It's not better.
All right.
But I like Idle Hands.
Return of the Living Dead versus The Faculty.
Oh, I like
Faculty.
Well, we know you're a big Faculty.
Return
That's
of the
choice.
Living Dead.
Faculty's good.
So it was Return of the Living Dead. It takes place on July 4th.
I like Return of the Living Dead.
Oh,
it's got Lena Quigley naked dancing on graves and bikers.
I've never seen
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh, awesome! I like the
song. God damn it!
It's okay.
Success rate.
People don't watch
Return of the Living Dead one, right?
So.
Return of the Living Dead
one,
okay.
Faculty one. The faculty.
So that's gonna be up against Idle Hands. See what you do with that.
Idle Hands.
Monster Squad versus From Dusk Till Dawn.
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
Who's not seen either? Say Monster Squad, please.
Monster Squad.
Yeah!
No, George Clooney. Fuck you, George Clooney.
It's Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
Wolfman has Nards.
Shut up.
So you know, Wolfman has Nards.
I don't know what either is about. I've heard of Dust Till Dawn.
Monster Squad's about, basically it's Goonies with monsters.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Or Dust Till Dawn, which is... Vampires.
The creepy German Van Helsing.
Worth it.
Really?
George Clooney, like super hot.
It was George Clooney's first feature film.
So you're not a virgin?
Well,
there was that one
ER,
time, but I don't count
and
that.
He was a bad guy.
Cheech? Cheech, isn't it?
You'll like Monster Squad more than Dust Till Dawn, I can tell.
No,
yeah.
No,
you might not, but they're both good.
You might not.
I'm fine with
I would pick Monster Squad.
All right, Monster Squad.
We'll let you borrow Monster Squad because you have to watch it. It's awesome. It is.
All right.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Right. And you not like
all right,
it?
I'm ready.
Cabin in the Woods versus Leprechaun.
Well, Cabin in the Woods.
Whoa.
What?
That was a bit of a weird.
I see.
Where did that black dildo go?
Cabin Woods just because of the merman scene.
The merman scene.
Oh. I'm doing Cabin in the Woods.
Come on, pick up the gel.
Leprechaun is.
He checked the gel. Someone picked it up.
Leprechaun. So we have. Two.
I don't know what I'm picking.
I want to see
two
merman.
For Cabin in the Woods. We have one for Leprechaun. So it's the two
They're
women.
Both
here.
So good. I'm going with Cabin in the Woods. Wow.
He does have Richard Jenkins. I switched my vote.
They're both good. So
Bradley
Whitford? I'm not.
Bradley Whitford and Richard Jenkins.
Oh, no, that was hard.
I changed my
They're
vote.
They're both good, but that's fine.
All right. Tucker and Dale versus Evil versus Dracula Dead and Loveliness.
Tucker! Don't you dare.
Fires. I love
Dracula.
Dracula Dead and Loveliness. Dracula Dead and Loveliness.
I love Tucker so much, but Dracula.
And it's just like it's exploding of blood.
We did
God.
That as a play in my high school.
Dracula
I played
Dead
Loving Weber.
I love it. Yeah.
It's pretty
fucking
good.
Dracula Dead Loving.
So you have one
over
for
me.
Tucker.
To Dracula.
To Dracula? You said Dracula. I said Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Dracula.
Sorry,
Gotti.
He's Richardson, y'all.
So what? Dracula Dead Loving, it's got... It's got Leslie Nielsen?
This is a fun one.
Nielsen.
Oh,
it sucks.
Gremlins versus Critters.
Oh. Well, Gremlins, obviously.
Gremlins.
I'm going to say Critters.
But Critters is
Critters
awesome.
Is good.
I'm going to say Critters, just because of the song.
But I love Gremlins. When
the first Gremlins was kind of scary.
Right, when Phoebe can't tell that story about About the
fuck, yeah. Gremlins. It's Gremlins.
It's
Gremlins.
They found him 2 weeks later.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus You're Next.
Oh, that's...
It has to win. It has to win. Buffy has to win.
Are you saying
that
you guys counted the You're Next that just came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pee Wee's death in Buffy, is pretty great. And even at after the end of the credits, yep. He does it again. Yep. Alright, Buffy?
He took my arm!
Fucking Ben Affleck made this.
Really?
Didn't Ben Affleck in Buffy?
Yeah, no, they said he used to
be a basketball player.
Yes!
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
I was like, how did he make
Matt Dillon?
Army of Darkness versus I Know What You Did Last Summer. You know what I vote for.
You know what I vote for.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
I
definitely.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
What? Army of Darkness is such a better movie.
Do not scare her.
You're trying to convince me to vote for Army of Darkness.
You're
not scare the shit out of Gwen.
I'm so excited.
What just happened?
Well, if you love Idle Hand, it's basically the same thing because he cuts his hand off.
I know you did that somewhere for sure.
Is that your argument?
No way! Army of Darkness has the...
Brian should argue it. It's just
every one. In a movie, it has a romance, it has one-liners, it has scary scenes, it has really funny scenes, it has one of the best scenes in cinema history.
You're describing any movie that's scary and funny.
One of the best scenes in cinema history with the boomstick speech. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I Know What You Did.
What are you waiting for?
Both the first and second honestly have a good storyline.
They do
it's
not.
Scary. No. There's scary parts.
It's good to see girls run around and they're all like.
Evil Dead made it through, right?
Evil Dead 2 did, but Army of Darkness is like the ultimate horror comedy. Not fucking I Know What You
Shop Smart. Shop
as smart. Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store. Or Yoshi, bitch. Let's go.
Think about, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie.
Give me some sugar, baby.
When or Kevin Williams
when he makes the hands, like,
Jennifer Love Hewitt screaming in the woods. You lost it.
She's bouncing when she's
screaming. Yeah, what are you waiting for?
The moms are just, like, bouncing around.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
And Hay, she's in the
boobs. The girls like the boobs over here, huh?
And Hay, remember?
It's Army of Darkness. For real, though.
It was a suicide, but it was actually a murder.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
It was real intricate.
It was intricate.
It's hard to vote against Bruce Campbell, but...
He played both parts. He played the villain in it, too.
Yeah.
So you have Evil Dead.
His hand grew into another version of himself.
Is that much better?
Jennifer Love Hewitt bouncing might be one of the greatest things ever.
That's like, not true. The boomstick speech.
Come on.
No, you know what? It kind of reinvented all of these other films.
Yep.
Like, nothing.
Scream was before I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was different.
It's
so
Army of Darkness for real, though.
It was actually
real,
scary.
It was. Scream wasn't scary.
It was scary.
I Know What You Did Last Summer scary.
Yeah. It's the Gordon Fisherman. Come on.
It's Army of Darkness.
It's like a real life Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There's a strip scene where he like hooks her and just drags her.
Yeah, that's fucked up. When he had her, when he just
with the little Bruce Campbells. Are you serious? The little Bruce Campbells.
All right, you've got to make a decision, guys.
Third movie the first two are so much better for this category.
It's not really.
I think I Know What You Did Last Summer is both a better horror and has comedy, where Army is totally just comedy and campy.
No way.
And I kind of think I'm voting for I Know What You Did Last
Summer.
Yes! Army of Darkness is no
scary. Got it.
Don't let that shit fool you. You don't mean it. He did not mean it. It's gotta be Army of Darkness. What world do you want to live in? You want to live in a world without...
Write it down.
Hold on.
Do
you want to live in a world without Army of Darkness or without I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Write it down, Sex.
I'd rather have the boobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boobs. There's actually naked tits in Army of Darkness. There's no naked tits in...
But Jennifer Love Hewitt has some of the best boobs ever.
And plus... In Beth Davids, a Jew, was the female in Army of Darkness. She was in Schindler's List.
But she had that
right
low top. Yes. She's just all like, music. Write it down. I know what you did last summer. Write it down.
We lost Brian.
I'm writing Army of Darkness now.
But Jennifer Mahoney's boobs is a good argument.
It's not a good argument.
I'm just saying
that
y'all just voted for because he likes tits.
We know what was going to sway him.
I mean, I like that scene in general. It's just so funny.
It's fucking bullshit.
We did have Susan going, hello!
Big Trouble in Little China versus Hatchet.
Big Trouble.
It's Kurt Russell, y'all.
Hatchet.
Really?
Yeah.
Scary. Not really.
The Lost Boys versus John Dies at the End. The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
I love John Lies.
So funny.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Yeah, Lost Boys. The grandpa alone.
I feel so like...
Hey, but Santa Rita. All these goddamn vampires.
Best line of the movie.
We're having company again? You haven't had company since your mom died. Right, we're having company again. So good. All right. The Burbs versus Slither.
Burbs,
absolutely.
Slither!
The Burbs! Are you serious?
Tom Hanks?
I'm not like...
Corey Feldman?
I'm not fighting.
No, when it's like... Slither. When... Oh, man. Slither's so gross.
The Burbs is way better than Slither.
Dark and funny.
It's seeing holes in the back, and then they got the Burb... The...
Terry Fisher?
Oh, Slither's so good.
The Burbs...
Well,
it,
what are
you thinking
of?
I don't know.
Bruce Dern?
Bruce Dern! With the fucking guns! Come on!
Michael Rooker!
What?
It's the bird. It's got to be the bird.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He was one of the
and when he turns into that giant like slug thing, and he's just like a mouth out of his body, like.
Well, the birds could be real. The neighbors next door could be the birds.
That well, Adam, here's the tiebreaker.
Tom Hanks.
So,
think about
come on
it.
Now.
The birds.
Oh, yay!
It's fine. I mean, you're wrong, but it's fine.
All right, the last one. Shaun of the Dead versus A Haunted House.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. British.
All right. That is our bracket that we just successfully narrowed it down to 32 now.
Too bad we weren't recording that whole conversation.
Dang.
Really?
No, we weren't?
Of course we weren't.
Oh. I was like, God damn it.
We are. That's our war bracket that makes it to the second round. I can't fucking believe you fucking voted for
Get over
it. I am not getting over this.
You want a hug?
It's my favorite movie.
Of all time.
Hey, we had to suffer some losses too.
Yeah.
Like what?
And Freaks.
Oh, Freaks. That was tough.
I knew that was going to be a tough one. But
I was not pleased that The Ring was up against...
But that is our 42nd podcast. We are the multimedia men and women.
We're still recording.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, find us on Stitcher Radio, and iTunes.
Make sure if you write us a review, we'll read it on the air. So write us, tell us what you think.
Dirty reviews, please.
You can
Dirty
tell
reviews.
Us what you think of Brian's beard.
Love you,
yes. My beard.
Boobs.
In it.
Boobs.
Boom.